This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Who would have guessed that the title of America's funniest city would be determined with the help of a humorless algorithm? Researchers at the University of Colorado's Humor Research Lab pulled data on comedy club locations, birthplaces of famous comedians, and where funny people live. And Chicago took the cake. But can an algorithm really identify what's funny or even crack a joke? We decided to ask somebody. Dr. Chris Hammond is a computer science professor at Northwestern University. He's also the chief scientist at Narrative Science, a company which uses algorithms to turn data sets into stories that look like they were written by humans. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first, I want to congratulate you for being from what apparently is the funniest city in the United States.
Oh, thank you very much. I would take off the word apparently. I would just say the funniest city in the United States.
Well, you know, we're in New York, so I have to couch it a little bit. What are the areas that remain challenging for an algorithm, even one that displays some machine learning, to identify things like irony or sarcasm?
Oddly enough, irony and sarcasm end up being two of the most difficult things for a machine to recognize. So if I say, I adore Chicago winters, that's sarcastic. But of course, you can't tell the difference by looking at those words unless you have a fairly deep understanding of me and Chicago and winters. However, if you stop thinking about it as, I'm going to make a machine that's funny and turn it into, I'm going to build a machine that will make this one tiny kind of funny.
What's the deal with...
Oh, absolutely. Once you see that there's a framework there, then you can start thinking about, okay, how can I have other examples within this framework?
So do you think that someday a robot will walk into a bar and sign up for the open mic, but that robot's jokes will all be the same kind of jokes?
I mean, if it's going to walk into a bar and sign up for open night, it better not be the same kind of jokes. No, but if you take a look at the arc of a stand-up's performance, you can identify little sort of knife edges along those phases where you could find a joke, build a joke. Would you like me to really make a prediction?
Yeah.
I would say within a year, we'll see something that looks like a comedic engine.
Wow.
And there'll be, I think, a niche that will be filled up with computer humor.
Dr. Chris Hammond is chief scientist at Narrative Science. He's also a professor of computer science at Northwestern University. Dr. Hammond, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.